Welcome to FCDA Economic Spotlight. This program is designed to educate and inform listeners about Franklin County Development Association, their members and supporters. In addition to being heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ, FCDA Economic Spotlight can also be found as a podcast at radioonthego.com. With today's Economic Spotlight, here's FCDA Director Mary Amsbaugh.
Thank you for joining us today. Today, I'm meeting with Scott Hagenson. Scott works at the Franklin REC here in Hampton. Franklin REC is an investor of the Franklin County Development Association, and I really appreciate everything they do. They get economic development, and they get working with people, and their customers are always at the top of their focus, what they're doing. So, Scott, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about yourself and how you came to the REC.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for having me down today. I grew up in Thompson, Iowa. I worked 12 years for the electric cooperative out of Thompson. I spent the next 20 years of my career with the City of Lake Mills electric department, and then this past January was hired to be the superintendent for the REC here in Hampton, and I'm very happy to be here and be part of the REC and the cooperative atmosphere once again.
So Scott and I both attend the board of directors meetings that they have as staff people, and we report back to them what we do. And I wanted to give the board of directors a little shout out. So Garrett Thompson, and I've met with him before on the FCDA show, you might have caught that, is the general manager CEO. And for the board of directors, we have Gordon Griman, John Snyder, Dave Kininger, Don Griman, Matt Rolfs, Dale Schaefer, and Darwin Van Horn. And I think that see what you think, Scott, but it's not your normal, typical board of directors. They go to the safety meetings. They're very involved with the employees.
Yes, that's one of the things about a co-op board is usually they're a very tenured board with little turnover, which leads to good things, a good direction. Board is active. If we need them in for a safety meeting, I think each month they're each one's scheduled to come to a different meeting. They look at it as a whole, the co-op as a whole, and what's best for the membership. And that's really what co-ops were founded on in the early 1900s. It was a group effort. Not to necessarily always profit-driven, but what was best for the group and how you could do that financially responsible.
So that leads us to what we're going to talk about today. So we were at the board meeting a month or two ago, was it?
I believe it was in like July.
July, okay. Boy, time flies. And they were talking about customer appreciation and what they could do. You know, they've done meals before, drive-through meals, and just trying to think of different things that they could do. And Scott, you had a great idea.
Being a volunteer firefighter and EMS provider for 34 years of my life, it's kind of near and dear to my heart. So I presented the idea to the board that they take the money that they would have spent for some type of meal or drive-by customer appreciation day and distribute that money equally to the first responders in our service territory. What that did was any member of ours out there, instead of getting an opportunity for a free meal or a dividend check back or something, that money is going towards their local fire department, their local first responders or ambulance service. And I think that's just a good thing. It's a looking out for the group as a whole, again, the membership as a whole. In this day and age, the volunteer organizations not only struggle for volunteers, which is number one struggle, but getting a little boost of financial support from an outside source really does help the volunteers that are busy with their jobs and families to not have to maybe fundraise quite as much and get them the needed equipment they might need.
And that is such a great thing. You know, in I know the volunteers that are part of those organizations appreciate it, but you know, you don't know what you don't have until you need it, right? As a person, like my dad was a volunteer fire department person for 50 years at the Doherty Fire Department, so I knew, you know, at the middle of the night, if the phone rang and whatever, up they go, you know. And it wasn't like, oh, I don't feel like going today. That's what they're committed to, and they do it. I mean, no matter, they'll drop what they're doing to come help you.
Exactly. The volunteer fire service and EMS are kind of an unpaid co-op. they get together. I mean, it's one of the oldest organizations, especially a fire department in the community. And they came together and with some funding from government or something like that, they provide a service to everybody. It doesn't matter whether somebody's traveling through town, whether they were a big farmer, businessman, a laborer, they responded and did the job equally as well as they could. And its tradition has just carried on since the fire service started.
And you know, we serve rural communities, Trenton REC. And you know, I had this story. Okay, so my dad was a volunteer fire department person for 50 years. And you know, so you get it from that point, but then we needed help one day for my dad. And of course, it was a terrible snowstorm, you know, and everything's. But you know what? Those people came. It took them a while to, you know, they got in their cars, drove through a snowstorm. And then when it was time for dad to go in the ambulance, one of them came in and said, "Hey, I found your shovel and I scooped out your car. So, you know, because I know you'll want to go to the hospital too." And I was like, oh my gosh, wouldn't have thought of that. But that's just something that, not that we expect all our volunteers to do that, but that's what they do.
That's what people do. People helping people. It's just plain and simple. And that's what EMS and fire are known for. These people, they raise money to provide a service, to have equipment to go out and serve people. When you think about the local pancake feed or the hamburger feed, they're doing it not for their own self, but for the public they serve, and that money is going towards equipment for the public. They're one of the few organizations that raise money that to do things that in your larger cities are tax-based and government-supported. So
it's a great thing. So we had the board meeting on Tuesday night. Want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. After we got together with Nancy Retz out at Franklin General Hospital, EMS manager, she helped me come up with a list, and we have 29 different providers in our service territory, from the Ackley area to the Dowes area, up to the Missouri and Thornton area, back over to Doherty and Airedale. That's kind of our outline of our territory, and we took the money that we would have spent and divided that up among 29 groups, and each department will get a check for $500 from the Franklin REC. And then our manager, Garrett Thompson, was able to secure matching funds from an agency that we work with. So each department will get $1,000 for whatever they think their needs are for equipment from the REC, and that was decided on by our board of directors to do that with the money, the co-op giving back to the community once again.
Wonderful. I'm kind of a little bit speechless, but it's just unbelievable. Scott, thank you for sharing with us today. And in the future, we'll have some more things. The REC has the Light Up the Night event in Hampton, and that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So when that gets a little bit closer, we'll have someone on to talk about that, and we'll just keep going on from there.
All right. Thank you very much, Mary. And those that are listening, please always keep your first responders and fire departments in your mind, both financially, and just stop them on the street and say, thank you for serving. And thank you for what you do for our communities, because that goes a long ways.
You've been listening to FCBA Economic Spotlight, heard each Thursday on 104.9 KLMJ and available as a podcast at radioonthego.com. Franklin County Development Association thanks the following entities for sponsoring this program through their investment in FCDA: the Franklin County Supervisors, City of Hampton, and the Franklin County Rural Electric Cooperative. Learn more about doing business in Franklin County by visiting franklincountyiowa.com.